From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study on how to be a triumphant Christian. This is the second week that we've been in this particular subject, and I trust that it's been beneficial to you, because so many Christians are living a defeated Christian life. So many Christians say, well, I want to serve the Lord, but they're allowing sin to come into their lives, or in one way, shape, or form, they are not obeying the Word of God as they should, or they're not yielding to the Spirit of God as they ought to be doing, and consequently, they are living the defeated Christian life rather than the triumphant or the victorious Christian life. Could that be your case? Well, if that's your case, then this series last week and this week is just for you. And of course, if you are living the triumphant, victorious Christian life, I think this series will certainly confirm what you are doing in your life and encourage you to continue to live the victorious Christian life. Now, so far in our study, we have looked at six marks of the triumphant Christian. We noted that it's important to be certain of your salvation. That's the foundational factor. Then we noted it's important to yield to the Lordship of Christ. That's the controlling factor. Then we studied the fact that it's important to flee sinful situations. That's what I call the separation factor. Number four, we talked about how important it is to study God's Word daily. That's the defensive factor. Number five, we talked about the fact that it's important to pray consistently. That's the strengthening factor. And then yesterday, we talked about the fact that it's important to confess all sin immediately. That's what I call the fellowship factor. Today, we're going to look at another factor, another point, another principle that relates to living the triumphant Christian life, and that's fellowship with God's people. Fellowship with God's people. Do you know that we need each other? This world is filled with darkness, wickedness, sinfulness, and I don't know about you, but it seems to me as though people are becoming more and more wicked by the things that they say, by the things that they think, by the things that they do. You know, we are living in a day and age where it just appears as though some people have no conscience of God whatsoever. They don't think of God. They're not concerned about God. They just do that which is right in their own eyes. And you know, we see that everywhere, don't we? Indeed, we do. In order to be able to deal with what we face every day in life, as Christians, we need each other. We need to be together. We need to fellowship with God's people. And if you're not fellowshipping with the people of God, you're going to be struggling in your Christian life, because the people of the world, the people who don't know the Lord, will truly pull you down, and pull you down rapidly, and pull you down greatly, and pull you down to the point where you are certainly, perhaps even living in sin and disobeying God and living in spiritual misery. We need each other. And so for this, we turn to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, where the Word of God says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." That's a very practical passage of Scripture. Hebrews 10:25. I want to read it again. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. You know, we are living in a day and age when Christians are forsaking the assembly. You know, every now and then I'll come up against a person who will say, you know, Pastor Gary, the Bible never tells us that we should go to church. Well, I think the Bible implies it over and over again, but Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 is one passage that I believe gives the direct command to go to church. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Let me ask you, how is your church attendance these days? I just recently heard a statistic that we are getting to the place right here in the United States of America where on any typical Sunday morning, less than 50% of the people are at church. That's sad. And you know, over and over again today, I find that people who claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior skip out on church. So many times, oh, they've got to go to the ball game, or they have to go down to the shore, or they have to go to the lake, or they have to go hunting, or. In fact, I said to my wife recently that I think that people look for excuses why not to go to church. Listen, if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, it's important that you go to church, that you do not forsake the assembly. I trust that you are out at church Sunday morning for Sunday school, morning service, evening service, Wednesday night, whatever the case may be. You know, when I was a child growing up, the church was the center of our activity. It really was the center of our activity. And as a child, I loved it. I can remember going to school during the time when we would be having revival services at our church. And I can remember daydreaming about the revival. I couldn't wait to get home from school and go to church that night. Everything that we did was centered around the church. But today, even in the life of Christians, we find that, at least with some Christians, church is not that important. Well, the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together. Let's get together with other Christians as much as we can. He goes on in Hebrews 10:25 and says, but exhorting one another. You see, why is it that we need to be together as Christians? Yes, to honor God. Yes, to obey the Bible. But there's a practical reason here, and that is that we might exhort one another. That is, encourage each other, to strengthen each other, to edify each other, maybe even to correct each other, to pray for each other. You see, we need to strengthen our relationship with other as iron sharpens iron. And the more we are together with each other, the more we pray together, the more we fellowship together, the stronger we will be in our walk with and our relationship with the Lord. You cannot separate from other Christians who love the Lord and not have a negative effect in your life. You can't. I know of people who have not been to church for years. I know of people who have not gotten together with other Christians for years. I know of people who have not prayed with another believer for years. And their Christian life is hurting. And they're not living the triumphant Christian life. We need each other. He says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And note this, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. What day is he talking about? I think he's talking about the day when the Lord Jesus comes back. The fact of the matter is, as we get closer and closer and closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we get closer to the rapture, we should be assembling together with other Christians more, not less. If you're a pastor of a local church, encourage regular attendance. And from my perspective, don't cancel church services because it's too hot or too cold or not enough people attend or whatever the case. You know, at the church I pastor, Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we never close down a regular service for weather-related situations. Now, I always say to my people, if you wake up in the morning and it's a blizzard out there, well, you need to use your head and be wise whether or not you should get out on the highway. But if you get to the church will be open. I remember when I grew up, almost every church had Sunday night services. Almost every church had Wednesday night services. Almost every church had revival meetings and missions conferences and so forth. But today, those things are rare. Listen, whether you are a pastor or a person in the pew, see to it that your spiritual life is centered around church activity, getting together with others of like precious faith, where you can be taught the Word of God, where you can worship the Lord together one with another, where you can build each other in the faith, where you can obey the Word of God. Church should not be something that Christians miss. Church should be something that Christians run to. That is, fellowshipping together with others of like precious faith. You see, I call that the encouragement factor. The more we are together one with another, the more we can encourage one another in the things of the Lord and obey the Lord. So don't forsake the assembly. Be certain that you get together as often as you can with others of like precious faith. Go to church. Well, thank you for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could return today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.